This is Just the Tip, a supernatural fanfic written by Salt and Burn and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated NC-17 and contains the pairing Dean Winchester, Sam Winchester, with additional tags for underage sex, wecest, wincest, underage character, frottage, handjobs, oral sex, rimming, cumplay, schmoop, finger fucking, sibling incest, dirty talk. Plot what plot? Porn without plot. Summary. Dean wasn't sticking anything in Sam's ass until he was 15, and that was that. Dean Winchester was 15 years old when he lost his virginity. It wasn't a particularly special or memorable experience, and it had been over faster than he'd ever admit, but it had meant something. You don't forget your first time. And this is why, 3 days before his 15th birthday, Sam Winchester is bent over a Kalamazoo motel bed, legs spread wide as he works finger number 3 into his slick, tight little ass, while Dean watches. "Dean, please," Sam whines, voice still doing that half-cracked puberty thing that should not be so fucking hot. He rests his cheek against the worn-out chenille bedspread and looks back at Dean with the patented Sam Winchester puppy eyes, registered trademark, arching his back to make his ass look that much more inviting. He's got his index, middle, and ring fingers sunk into the third knuckle, pinky flaring up like he's demurely holding a cup of tea that Dean desperately wants a taste of. Dean is a fucking saint. Never mind that Sam's been sucking Dean off for well over a year at this point, and vice versa for even longer. But Dean has principles. Not like his own life was a roadmap for normal behavior, like it was some time-worn teenage ritual for Dean to slide into Sam's bed after he lost the aforementioned virginity, pressing his chest to Sam's slender back and whispering all the filthy details into Sam's ear while Sam jerked himself off and came into Dean's waiting palm. Never mind all that. Dean wasn't sticking anything in Sam's ass until he was 15. And that was that. Not that Dean didn't want to. Holy fuck did he want. Thought about it so much it verged on obsession. And he talked about it plenty. Orgasm number 1 for both of them this evening had happened while Dean was pressing down on top of Sam. Sam's hand stretched out around both their cocks as they slipped and ground together, sweat slick and pre-cum wet, as Dean sucked Sam's lips pink and swollen. "Gonna make it so good for you, Sammy." Dean licked up his neck. "Eat your pretty little hole out for hours. Make you beg for me to stretch you open with my cock." Sam always shook like a leaf at that, lip worried in his teeth, and that "gonna come in 0.002 seconds" face Dean always worked him up to. "Bet you're gonna come while I fuck you, Sammy. Shoot all over yourself without a hand on your cock." Dean had sucked Sam's earlobe in between his teeth, softly nipping at it as Sam started to moan and rock his hips up faster. "Come all over yourself while you're split open on my dick." Sam had been so close, breaths coming in and out in little puffs between his teeth. "Bet I'll be able to pull out and rub my cock in it. Fuck your own cum back into you until I come in your ass. So it's both of us leaking out when I fuck, Sammy." Dean had growled, feeling 4 little half-moons denting his back as Sam dug his fingernails in, coming in a hot spurt between their bellies. Dean tripped right after him, Sam's hand jerking him through it just the way Dean liked. Sam had an honorary PhD in jerking Dean off at this point, with highest honors. But Sam was getting sick of waiting, demanding little bitch he could be when he wanted to. It was just like Sam to find ways to circumvent Dean's self-imposed restraint. Like now, when there was definitely something in Sam's ass, even if it wasn't attached to Dean. "Come on, Dean, what the fuck difference does 3 days make?" Sam huffs out, blinking back at Dean through his own spread legs, while he fucks himself on his hand. Only one of the lights in the room works, but it's plenty bright for Dean to see the way the Vaseline on Sam's fingers glisten when he pulls them out, leaving his pink little hole stretched and shining. That had been another thing, fucking Sam and his can-do attitude. Dean thought he'd been so smart, not letting himself buy lube. More than Dean wants to fuck Sam, more than he wants anything on this earth, he wants to keep Sam safe. So there was no way he'd be tempted to fuck Sam dry. It had been a bulletproof plan, until Sam had disappeared into that drugstore in Fremont and made Dean's head explode later that night, scooping up some stolen petroleum and sinking two fingers into himself like it was nothing. Dean's jaw had hit the floor, and his dick had wanted to punch him in the face. Dean won't admit it, but he loves that smart-ass part of Sam that finds a way to bend every rule and get whatever his bitchy little heart wants. That part of Sam that had crawled up in between Dean's legs one night, dick hard against his own as he rubbed them together, mouth all honey sweet and perfectly reasonable at Dean's ear, as he explained that Dean wouldn't technically be sticking his tongue inside Sam's ass if he'd just lick around it a little bit. Like you do with all those girls, Dean. Bet you're so good at it. Dean, bet you can make me come so hard with your mouth and my ass, Dean. Like I need you to, Dean. Please, Dean. Dean had come so hard he was sure the only thing keeping him from spraying the ceiling was Sam's flat little stomach blocking it. He spent the rest of the night with his face planted between Sam's legs, trying not to recognize that his tongue was, in fact, way the fuck up inside of Sam's ass. And that had been orgasm number two for Sammy tonight. Dean's tongue fucked into his ass as far as the laws of physics would allow, thumbs pressed down on either side to get it in that much deeper. Because fuck if there was any place Dean would rather be. Dean's own cock had leaked out a stream of precum that would put a girl to shame as he felt Sam's hole shudder and clench around his tongue. Wicked little promise of what it would do around Dean's thick, hard, leaking, wet. Oh, fuck, God, yes. Orgasm number two for Dean had hit the threadbare bed sheet, which was going to get up and walk out on its own if it got any more jizz on it. 3 days without their dad was hell on the sheets. And those sheets were only getting worse. Sam's cock hard again as he sinks his fingers back into himself, dainty little pinky disappearing along with the other three to stretch his hole out that much further and make Dean's stomach do backflips. Just do it, Dean. Jesus Christ, just fuck me already. Sam really lives up to his nickname sometimes. Told you, Sammy, Dean says breathlessly, hand clamped down around his cock. Gotta wait. Sam sighs petulantly and shifts his weight, balancing on his chest as he brings his other hand around. Dean starts to stroke his cock, sticky with his and Sam's spunk, lips sucked in between his teeth to keep himself from groaning as Sam pulls his fingers out. Fucking Christ. There's no question that he's ready. Hole gaping pink and pretty, like a welcome home Dean sign. Sam's slim hips canting up as he turns his head to the side and leans forward. Dean's hand speeds up as Sam spreads his legs a little wider, muscle of his rim fluttering and fucking winking at Dean. Fucking tease. Then at least do something for me, okay? Sam gripes, bringing his hands back behind him. He works two fingers of his left hand in, sinking down like a hot knife through butter. Not gonna fuck you, Sammy. Dean has to say it through gritted teeth, but he means it. He's not giving in now, not after everything he's given up and let Sam talk him into, not when he knows that they're going to do this until they're both old or burning in hell, not when Sam looks so fucking small, bent in half in front of Dean and is, not being arrogant, just honest, huge dick. I know, Sam says snottily, bitch face framed by his skinny splayed legs. But you can still come in my ass. Sam brings his other hand up, sinking two more fingers in with a long sound that does nothing to cover up Dean's plaintive moan. Sam is seriously trying to kill him. I can't, Sammy, come on, Dean says desperately, his heart jumping into his mouth as Sam pushes four of his fucking fingers in and bends them, pulling himself open until Dean can see the empty space inside of him. Fuck, 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 it's so tempting. I have to wait, have to wait. What do we have to wait? Fuck. You don't have to put it in me. Not really, Sam says, voice jagged like he just hopped off a treadmill. Just the tip. Score one for Team Sammy. Dean wonders what he did so very wrong and so very right in a past life to wind up here, stripping his cock while Sam rocks his hips back in time with Dean's hand. Anyone fortunate enough to walk into the room right now would swear they were fucking. Two sets of hips working in perfect time as Dean jacks himself so close to Sam he wraps his knuckles against his brother's every few strokes. Gonna come, Sammy, fuck. Want me to come in your ass? Baby boy, fill you up good. Fucking God, fuck. And Dean loses it. Crown of his dick not really technically inside Sam. More like occupying the negative space of it between Sam's fingers. He holds his hand on the small of Sam's back as he shoots into him, trying to angle it to get as much inside Sam as possible. Where it belongs. The last dribble of it runs down Dean's fingers. He sucks them into his mouth without thinking as he sinks down to sit on his heels, sighing as he watches Sam flex his hole and... Oh my God, Sam! Dean can't help but moan around his own cum-wet knuckles. Sam lets out a filthy cute mule and pushes it out, thick white trail of Dean's spunk running down his taint and dripping onto the sheets. Jesus Christ! Dean mutters, eyes wide with something like reverence, as Sam rolls over onto his back, heedless of the sticky mess underneath him.
I fucking love you, Sammy.
It's out of his mouth before he can catch it, no less sincere for his reluctance to say it when they do this. But it's scary. It's fucking terrifying getting to witness this. He hasn't even fucked Sam yet, and he's already ruined.
Love you too,
Sam says softly. No snark in it. Dean settles himself down next to Sam's side, getting a hand on Sam's hair and pulling him in for a kiss.
Love you more if you fucked me,
Sam mumbles against his lips, smile breaking over his face. Dean rolls his eyes and pulls Sam's pretty girl hair.
Bitch.
Jerk. Sam curls up next to him after Dean turns the light off. He's asleep in a minute, snuffling against Dean's shoulder as Dean watches the clock roll over to midnight. He smiles and sets his mental countdown to 48 hours. The end. Reader's notes. Thank you so much to Salt and Burn for having blanket permission to Popfic. I definitely read a whole lot of your stuff in 2012 to 2014 and didn't realize until now that you had blanket permission, which is amazing. Also, kind of fell into a moment of Wincest resurgence. Oh God, I know words. Spent a lot of time this past weekend with the incestuous courtship of the Antichrist bride. Check out that podfic by Feijai. It's incredible. Always a fave. I don't know what it is. So yeah, please enjoy some wincest adorableness. Hot damn. Thank you so much to Salt and Burn. Everyone else, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.